Augusta. She scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
Hey, I know an Olympian.
Do you?
I know him.
Do you really?
Come on. You don't know any Olympians.
Well, I mean, I kind of know an Olympian.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, maybe not.
Yes, you're getting an idea where we're going here, but not just me. Coach Q joins us now. Coach Q, you kind of know an Olympian, don't you?
Absolutely.
Would you like us to introduce that Olympian right now?
I love it.
Let's go to that Olympian right now. Gold medal winning live from South Korea, Kendall Coyne. How about a sitting ovation? The coveted sitting ovation. Kendall!
Good evening from Korea.
So good to hear your voice, Wearied. I believe it's, is it, what is it, 11:40 or 12:40 in the morning?
Yeah, 11:40 at night.
So, Coach Q, what do you think of our women's team?
I think they had an outstanding tournament. Congratulations, Kendall. Hey, we're happy and proud of you.
And,
yeah, have you guys had any sleep yet? Or is the party still going on?
It's still going, but thanks so much for joining and the congratulations. I was so surprised.
Pretty cool, right? Coach Q's all over this, too, and he is a big, big fan, as we all are. We couldn't be more thrilled for you. Who's the first person you called back in the States after you won?
Actually, to be honest, it's you guys.
That's because everybody is over there with you. Coach, did you get a chance to did you see the ladies playing at all? Did you get a chance to see their game? They look very powerful to me.
It was an amazing game. It was just like the game we were just watching, the Canadian-German game ended. Canada almost came back from 4-1 down in the third there, but the Americans came back and tied it up, and in overtime anything could have happened, and the shootout was an amazing shootout. A couple of moves that I'll never forget. The Canadian girl in the fourth round, and then coming right back and tying it up, and the winner was a thriller, and one of those goals that's going to go down in women's history and hockey history. It was a great play, and congratulations! Wow, what a game!
Thank you so much,
Kendall. How old were you when you started playing?
I first jumped on the ice when I was 3. Hockey shortly after, about 4.
And who was most supportive in your family? Were it your parents, or who got you going?
I started playing because of my older brother, Kevin. They put him in hockey, and they actually put me in figure skates because 20 years ago, that's what most girls did.
Sure.
And after a week in the figure skates, I told my parents I want to be like him, and I want to play hockey. And sure enough, they put me in hockey skates and haven't looked back since.
What impact, Kendall, and congratulations, what impact do you think that you guys winning the gold medal will have on a young girl who's getting out on the ice for the first time, maybe has thought about playing hockey?
Yeah, first off, thank you so much. But that was a big part of our push for this gold medal, was to impact the future generation. A lot of us are here today because of the 1998 team that brought home the gold from Nagano. I know when I first saw Cami Granato and her gold medal, I turned to my parents, I said, I want to go to the Olympics and I want to win a gold medal. And so just knowing that moment that I had, when I was 7, now knowing that I could possibly have that impact on others is pretty special. And we're a pretty special group of 23. We've been through a lot, and I think it's just going to be overwhelming for the growth of women's and girls hockey in the United States and hopefully around the world.
Well, Coach Q, as you know, Kendall does some fine work with the Blackhawks, a community liaison position for the Blackhawks, but also works with youth hockey already. So we're going to let her go to bed here. But, Coach, any last thoughts for the gold medal winner?
Oh, hey, we're proud of you. Happy for you. Congratulations. It was a great tournament. It was a great victory for you guys. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy your group of girls there and your team. The coaches were excited as heck on the bench as well. So should be very proud. And thank you for what you do with the Blackhawks here, with the youth in the area here as well, Kendall. And wish you all the best.
Thank you, Coach Q. I really appreciate it.
And Kendall, come see us.
All right. I hope to. I hope I can. We get back in March, so I have a big, giant, shiny medal to show off.
Can we hold it?
No, we don't touch the medal. We didn't win it. We just admire it from afar. Kendall, thank you very much.
You can touch it.
All right. Well, it's nice.
We got the South Side connection. I went to Andrew High School, Kendall, so don't hold that against me.
That's the rival school.
That's our rival.
Oh, no, D230 Pride.
The 230 Pride, my friend.
Oh, look at that.
District 230 Legacy Hall next year.
Look at you two. Kendall, safe travels. Thank you again, and congrats on being a gold medal winner.
No problem. Thank you for having
me. Oops, I just clipped her.
She's awesome.
What a good kid, huh, Coach?
She's excited as heck. She is a great kid, and you know, Kevin was talking. We're just talking about her there. She's got a lot of speed, and she's a first class girl. And she did a great job of leading her team there. And well, what a tournament for them. That was, I mean, how close it is with those teams back and forth every year. It comes down as the drama in the last two Olympic gold medal games. Sure. Has been unbelievable.
Yeah, and Coach just mentioned this. The Germans just beat the Canadians, mm-hmm. gold medal favorites. Did you see that coming?
No, I don't think anybody did. But the Germans almost, they had a 3-0 lead and got scared again against the Swedes. They came back and won it in overtime, and they're up 4-1. And the Canadians were pressing at the end. There it was a great finish as well. But Canada just about tied it up late.
Coach Q Show is always sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. All right, so with the roll continues, as I said to you last time, Coach, the fat lady's not singing. She's not even in line for nachos yet. So we're going to play hard till the end here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what, that's why we compete, and we're pros, and finding ways to win is what we'll continue to find ways every single night, do a little things different if we have to. But, we need that level of compete in the battle area right to the end is what we're hoping and getting, from every night from all our guys.
What kind of a difference did you see from one game to the next against Ottawa in terms of the way you started the game? Because I know you weren't happy at all with the way you'd started the previous game against the Kings.
Well, we had a real good game the game before against Washington, sustaining it, finally did it the whole game, and then we weren't really competing at the level we needed against an LA team that's their go-to is they play hard and they come at you and they're ready to start, and we weren't. I think that should always be, I think traditionally and even this year we've been pretty good in first period, so it was a tough beginning and a good response to it the next night. I thought we had a good 40 minutes in the last overtime in the last 20 were okay, but it was a fun shootout, and we'll take a win. We haven't had a shootout in I don't know how many games.
I'm glad you mentioned that first period thing, because how much Blackhawks hockey I watch, and I don't think there's been a better season first period wise with consistency in that first 20. And you get excited and you go, here we go, and then it falls off. That's one thing that is just kind of hard to figure.
Well, consistency, whether it's in the first periods or, late in the period or, there's just no predictability on, us managing the puck the way we can or we should or and playing the clock and the score is important as well.
Sure, without a doubt. Any news on Corey Crawford?
No change.
Okay. Forsberg seems like he's, feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, he's done a good job here, and I think that I think the last game was a really good indication of what he can do when the game's on the line. He made some big saves late in the game, made several big saves in the overtime, and then obviously getting the win in an extended shootout was huge for him as well. So it was winning in a different fashion for him, and I like the way he battled in that type of setting.
We go to see Berube in one of these next couple of games.
Yeah, he's going to play one of these games here tonight. Probably
tonight. Okay. we got it. There we go.
He's not under oath.
That's true. I guess not.
He didn't raise his right hand. Hey, before we let you go, every 4 years we get fascinated with curling. Have you ever curled?
One time.
And were you?
Maybe two, but I think one.
Did you have the rock, or were you a sweeper, or did you do both?
Yeah, we did everything. Yeah, you tried it all. Yeah, it was fun. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
It's a fun game.
Were you any good at it?
No, I don't think so. No.
It's hard to stay balanced once you release the stone.
Did you throw the stone overhand?
Balance, whether it's, I think you, the better you, the more you do it, the better it is, because it's kind of like bowling. You might start, you throw nothing but gutter balls, and then eventually you get the swing of it, and you know when to release it. And
it takes time.
But I don't know all those spins or all that other stuff that these guys know how to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of reps. All right, trade deadline Monday. You expecting anything?
Probably quiet. If there's something, we'll see. I know that Stan's working and talking to managers and teams, and so we'll get a little bit more clarity here in the next couple of days or so before Monday.
Do you know if you've gotten any calls about moving me?
There's a big market for that.
It sounds like he's part of that, too.
It sounds like he's trying to make a deal. Thanks, man. I appreciate the time with Kendall, too, and the help of the Hawks tracking Kendall down. That's an impressive thing. All right. Enjoy the day.
Yeah. All right. My pleasure. Thanks.
I got all choked up there, didn't I?
It was great.
Hawks tonight.
7 o'clock, Hawks and the Sharks, who lost to Nashville last night 7-1, by the way.